Hello everyone. Pascal is reading today an extract from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 to 37. Today is March the 26th. Well, that was yesterday, and today is March the 27th when I'm recording this now. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." There was a time when the church played a different role in society than it does today. Frequenting the parish regularly earned you the recognition of those around you. To be recognized by their fellows, some people are still capable of many things. Capable of changing their habits, the way they dress, or the way they spend their money. To be recognized or acknowledged, you might not even reveal what you really think because you don't want people to know what's going on in your mind. Because there's nothing worse than being left out. Excluded from the group of friends, excluded from community to which you would like to belong, excluded from the working world through unemployment or even retirement. There's nothing worse than being left out. This particular question is taken to the extreme by the disciples of Jesus, who come to ask, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" It's a question as old as the world, a question that could make you smile in the playground, like, "Who's the tallest? Who's the strongest? Who's the richest? Who has the most rice and pasta packets at home?" And so on. While the question of primacy of one over the other is raised even in the group of disciples, Jesus speaks, takes a child, and places him in the midst of all of them, in the center of attention, saying, "If anyone wants to be the first, let him be the last, and let him be the servant of all." We sometimes understand this text as a call to take care of defenseless beings, to take care of others rather than worrying about ourselves. But it's more about knowing how to welcome, to acknowledge another as one would welcome a distinguished host. Welcoming is taking seriously the other person, accepting them, recognizing them, acknowledging them, integrating them. It's therefore less about helping, more about making room, paying attention to the person that no one else is looking at, letting that person exist, letting that person be the center. In the community of Christ's disciples, those who are said to have nothing to offer actually have as much legitimacy as all the great people of this world that we tend to admire. We wish you a blessed day today.